The question that comes up, and I'm probably not the first person to discuss this, is the utility of these much larger panels. Neil was just sort of focusing on what are the essentials. The essentials clearly up front are MSI for at least two reasons. One, to direct people to immunotherapy. The other is for their families and also for follow-up of the patient. The other is RAS, expanded RAS, because these patients will not get an anti-EGFR. Everything else is gravy once you get beyond that. So the problem, and we were talking about this before we came in, is the person, so many of our patients come in and they put a piece of paper, a stack of papers, because they have done this. And if you look at it, well, at least in colon cancer, tends to be, particularly once you get outside of MSI, there tend not to be a lot of mutations. That may explain why MSS, microsatellite stable, doesn't respond to immunotherapy. So if you look, you usually see kind of the standard mutations, P53, APC, RAS, and then there are scattering of others. The problem has been that on those, often they'll say, but there are trials in this, or somewhere in a cell line, something helped. And I think that, as we were talking about, there was an interesting editorial in JCO by Jack West. This was in lung, and there was a recent lung trial, the Battle 2 study, and there have been other studies. There was a European study that was also referenced as well. And this is in lung cancer, where they've been slicing and dicing this for a long time, much more. And it didn't seem that these trials where they were able to say, you know, you have this mutation, but it's unproven that it helps, and you went into this arm or that arm, didn't seem to have much activity. And in some ways, the kind of the, you know, the ones that really, really work, like vemurafenib and melanoma, where you see there's no question, that's easier. But the question then goes back is that the oncologist has to spend 20, 30 minutes going through this next generation sequencing, you know, saying, well, why can't I do, you know, P53? There are no great P53 trials. P53 is a terrible target. RAS has been a very difficult target. Why can't I do something? And often what's on there may be something that was done in cell culture as opposed to not being able to show in patients. So I find these generally cause more trouble than good. I don't know how y'all feel in real life. The occasional place where it's particularly useful is when it's been used to, instead of sort of our standard testing, and then it's, you know, it's useful. And occasionally we will have trials, like, for example, FGFR mutation, something that we're looking for, or some unusual thing that's 0.1% or 1%, and we may happen to have trials for that. But in general, I find that they're more trouble than they're worth. I'm curious what other people think.